You know, I think he realizes he's not ready. I don't think he would have made the Jets out of camp. I don't think that there would have been a spot for him, and I don't think that he would have done enough. And I don't know that he's quite defensively capable enough. He's so good defensively. And don't get me wrong, he is trending on a high slope right now. I know the Jets wanted him. I know they wanted to get him into the mix, and I think that he could have played. But now he's going to be the guy there. You know, between him and we're still waiting to see what Scott Perunovich is going to decide. But Mikey Anderson is gone now. That creates a hole kind of next to Dylan Sandberg. It's going to be, you know, he's going to have to kind of be on his own 2 feet there. I think Mikey Anderson had really taken off defensively this year, taken off developmentally this year. So I think that Dylan Sandberg, certainly there's a part of him that wants to win another national title. And the fact that, you know, he's all he does is win, it seems, at this level. He's going to have an opportunity to be a leader. It's going to be great for his development. The percentage of players that leave college after their junior year and their ability to step right into the NHL is so much higher than it is for sophomores and freshmen. And the success rate, yeah, I believe I saw that about 70% of the guys that played college hockey stayed for 3 years. And there are a lot of guys that have done that and came out right ready for the NHL. I think that one more season under Scott Sandelin, assuming Sandelin doesn't get snapped up by an NHL team, is going to do wonders for his development, and he's going to be able to step into the Jets lineup, not next year, but the year or maybe at the end of next season, but certainly the year after that. And so I think that this is a smart move for his development, and it's an opportunity for him to refine his game and get it perfected before he makes the jump. And I don't fault him at all for that decision.